And he had been telling his family, now there's nothing to that. That's a bunch of put on. They're just acting up down there. So he sat one night by one of the posts that we had, that they had. I wasn't there, of course, but he sat down by a post that held up the old brush arbor. And in those days, of course, they didn't have electricity. And they sat, Brother Romine sat down by this post where the electric pole, the light that wasn't there, was a kerosene can with a wick in it. And there was I heard somebody say yes, so there's somebody old as I am almost here. And so this light was burning. This was an open flame. That's what made their light. So my aunt was there in the meeting, and she had received the baptism of the Holy Ghost, and she got in the Spirit that night and started dancing and talking in tongues, and she danced all the way across that brush arbor. And while she was dancing and talking in tongues, she danced right up to that post where Brother John Romine was sitting. And there she sat. There he sat. And he had been telling his family, there's nothing to this. And she got to shouting and dancing, talking in tongues. And she put her hands with her handkerchief right in that fire. And her handkerchief never smoked. Nothing ever come out of that flame that ever touched her, burned her hands. And Brother Romine sat there and looked at that, and he said to his wife, he punched her with his elbow and said, there's something to that. Hello? Amen. Praise God. And Brother Romine was converted, and he became one of the most faithful men, and he became one of the men that helped build a church in the town of Kellerville, and that's where my wife grew up, and I found one of the best women there is in the world. Praise God. 59 years we've been married. And listen, there are some good things that go on if you stay with this good old time way. And I'm encouraging you to do what Jeremiah said. Jeremiah said, stand ye in the ways and ask for the old path. Where is the good way? And walk therein, and you'll find what? Rest for your souls. Praise God. Another incident may I tell you about. There was another preacher in our area by the name of J.O. York. And probably none of you maybe have ever heard of him unless you're from just our immediate area. Brother J.O. York was unsaved. His wife was saved, and she had gone to one of these cottage prayer meetings. She had received the experience of the baptism in the Holy Ghost. And while there in that meeting, she had convinced her husband, Brother York, to go with her that night to the service, to that cottage prayer meeting that I told you about, the cottage prayer meeting. And he was unsaved. He got under conviction. Oh, that's what we need, isn't it? We need old-time Holy Ghost conviction. And when the Holy Ghost gets to working like we need to see it, sinners will come. The backsliders will return back to God. Oh, God, give us revival. Give us revival. That's what we need. Holy Ghost revival burning in our services. So in that cottage prayer meeting, the Holy Ghost got to moving. Conviction fell. Brother J.O. York got up and turned around to his cane bottom chair. A lot of you never heard of a cane bottom chair. But Brother J.O. York turned around to a cane bottom chair and knelt down and got saved. And before he got up, he was sanctified and baptized with the Holy Ghost and fire. Thank God. And while they were praying him through to the baptism in the Holy Ghost, the neighbors who lived about a fourth of a mile away looked up the direction toward that house, and they started running toward that house. They came in and said, your house is on fire. Your house is burning. And it was the Holy Ghost and fire that hovered down over that house. Brother Romine, Brother J.O. York was receiving the baptism of the Holy Ghost, my brethren. We need the fire burning. We need the power of the Holy Ghost burning in our. Listen, young people, you can have it. It's not only for those that were way back there in those days, but it's for us today. Pray that God in this meeting will give us the baptism of the Holy Ghost and the fire burning. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. We need a revival. And God has promised us, praise God, that we could have revival in this last day. Thank God. Hallelujah. We don't need to look at, listen, we don't need to look at those things back there. Listen, children, I'm handing to you and these men that are going to be preaching to you in this meeting, we're handing to you something that's of most importance. If you intend to continue, pray that God will bless you. Pray that God will fill you. Pray that God will baptize you and seek the Lord with all of your heart, with all of your, oh, hallelujah. Amen. Stay at these altars. pray that God will sanctify and purge you and give you the power, the Spirit of God. This must go on. This must go on. This must go on. We're handing you something of great value, and I trust that God will take you through during this meeting. Hallelujah. Thank God. Amen. Somebody said, can we have it? Sure, we can have it. I don't know how many minutes I've got. Praise the Lord. Amen. God knows what you need, and God wants you to have it in this meeting. And I pray that the Lord will bless you, and I thank you for the time that I have been able to witness to you. And listen, children, amen, don't let anybody tell you that God's going to get us out here and leave us, and we cannot have, but God has got everything today that's been available to us in the past. Amen. Hello? God bless you. God bless you.